The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro and Micro News for Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2024. I'm Justin Waite. This is a daily podcast covering the macro and micro news that's relevant to the UK. If you want to receive my weekly tips email, visit sharepickers.com/tips. Okay, let's have a look at the market. Bit better today. Second green day in a row, I think. In fact, the FTSE went down yesterday afterwards, didn't it? But today it's bouncing up just over 1% to 8109. FTSE 250 up 0.92% to 20,554. The FTSE small cap up 0.8% to 6,756. The AIM all share up 0.66% to 764. Of course, the bull market starts, or technical bull market, starts at 803 and it's at 764. Brent crude futures, they're quite stable today, up 0.5% to 77, not far off sort of recent lows, which is 74. And gold, it's up again, up a little smidge, 0.2% to 2436 or 2436 bucks an ounce. Okay, let's look at some macro news. Story number one. UK house prices have jumped faster than expected, prompting a forecast they will keep rising throughout 2024. Well, it's not a dodgy bet, that, is it? Let's be honest, house prices predominantly rise for decades. What is it? I think it was last year, the first time ever house prices fell in 11, 12 years. Anyway, new data from lender Halifax just released shows that house prices increased by 0.8% in July following three relatively flat months. This has lifted an average house price. So this is the average house price. £291,268, up from £289,042 in June. So £291, up from £289. Over the last year, prices have risen by 2.3%, Halifax reports, the fastest annual growth rate since January 2024. So just to reiterate that, month on month July, they're up 0.8%. Forecast was only up by 0.2%. That's a big beat there. And previously in June, flat. And for year-on-year growth, it was up 2.3%. And previously, it was up 1.9%. So, of course, interest rates coming down. And it's so good for the economy. I know that. I've just moved house. And the amount of stuff you buy, which you don't even, you know, bake in to moving. You know, obviously you're figuring all the bigger costs and maybe renovation, but you buy so much other stuff. Anything like just, you know, for the bottoms of chairs to stop scratching on the floor, stuff like that. Just keep buying. It's worrying. We understand how the, you know, basically, you know, when interest rates go down, people start moving houses, how much money gets churned into the economy throughout that. So, you know, a healthy housing price index and also interest rates coming down will boost the economy generally. Macro story number two. Rachel Reeves should ramp up public investment by tens of billions in order to break out of the UK's low growth trap, a leading think tank has said. I always have a funny, you know, visualization in my head when I think of think tanks. Anyway, in its latest set of forecasts, the National Institute for Economic and Social Research, or NISER, warned the new government would fall well short of its growth target unless it lifted public investment. Labour has set itself a target of securing the highest sustained growth rate in the G7, which would likely require annual GDP growth of around about 2.5%. However, NISER put the UK's trend rate of growth a little over 1% due to sluggish productivity growth and lack of investment. That compares to 2.3% between 1973 and 2007. Of course, you have to invest. Full stop. I mean, the answer to cutting back on projects here and there, I'm thinking, okay, when are you going to start stimulating growth? When is that going to start happening? You can't just say you're going for growth and not do anything about it. You have to invest for growth. Just spend money. Okay, story three, macro. The British government, has announced plans to back 98 artificial intelligence projects across the country with an injection of 32 million. How far is that going to go? 32 million. What? Anyway, the funding, which aims to supercharge high-growth industries, will benefit over 200 businesses and research outfits. 200 businesses? What's that? 160 grand each. It's not going to go far, is it? Is that really going to power the growth they want? The projects span a broad range, including improving safety on construction sites to slashing railway repair times and reducing emissions across supply chains. Okay, micro news number one, micro cap news, is from Heath Samuel in brackets, and Sons PLC, ticker HSM. They manufacture metals to produce high-quality products for the bathroom and door hardware markets. Do you know what I don't like? At the start of financial results, when there's large swathes of text from the CEO or the chairman. And as a rule of thumb, the longer these swathes of text are before you get the financials, the worse the financials are. In this case, that is not the issue. But I'm just thinking, this guy, Anthony Buttonshaw, non-exec chair, just goes on for a couple of paragraphs. And he says, I'm pleased to report that the year has turned out considerably better than the board had feared at the half year. The weaker order book mentioned at the half year continued below par until December 2023, when we experienced a market upturn that continued broadly until the end of the financial year, albeit remaining below budget. In fact, this is quite good because there's also some news out from Sans and Design. They say the same kind of thing, that they thought it was getting worse. Well, it did get worse, but it's upturned a little bit, which maybe it's because of the interest. And it's too early for the interest rate rise. Maybe people are just getting used to high interest rates. But anyway, please, if you listen to this and you're in charge in any way of releasing RNS's financial results, please get to the figures, okay? The figures say everything. You know, they say if you've got growth, they say, you know, how good your margins are. I know if your company's got growth, good margins, it's probably got something special. So we don't need large swathes of text. We can choose to, read your narrative if we want to, but the figures say everything. The figures don't lie. Figures are fact. Don't believe ever what a CEO or chairman says. Just look at the figures, okay? So I just went further on this, and Anthony Buttonshaw, the non-exec director, have a guess how many shares he holds. 1,000. And this company's run about £3.24 share. So what's that? £3,000. Just over £3,000 of stock he holds. So I thought, okay, he's just a non-exec chair. Let's go in and see who the CEO is. So I went in, and it's largely Heath Samuel and all that, the trustees, they hold the majority of stock. But the CEO, Martin Wheeldon, also holds the same amount of stock, which is like 1,000 shares. He was paid £317,000 last year, and he holds £3,000 of stock. I don't understand that. I mean, if you're the CEO of a company, in America apparently, you should have about three times your salary in stock, annual salary. So it just makes you suspicious, doesn't it? Why aren't you holding stock? If you believe in the company, if you work for the company, it's in all options. I think, you know, buy some stock in the company. It's the business you're running. Have some faith in the business. Some skin in the game, for heaven's sake. Anyway, I digress here. So, prelim results for the year ended 31st of March 2024. Okay, revenue 15.2 million versus 14.7. Profit before tax 884,000 versus 1 million last year. Cash has dipped to 1.7 from 2.7. Net assets of 12.2. Market cap is 7 million. So it's, you know, they are a bit low, their net assets. Let's have a look where they are. Oh, they are up to date, but they're sort of like 12% to 324. Okay, next bit of micro news. Maintel Holdings, MAI is ticker. They are a leading provider of cloud, network and security managed communication services. Issues the following trading update for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. And these are based on unaudited accounts. The company reported total revenue of 46.6 million, down 1.8% from 47.5, in line with market expectations. EBITDA grew 28.2%. 2% to 4.8 million from 3.7, but they have net debt of 15.6 million and H1 23 was 21.4 million. So it's come down, but still net debt. Now, looking at the last set of results for the year ended 31st of December, revenue was 101.3 million, up 11%, with recurring revenue of 75 million at 74% total revenue. And they had a loss before tax of 6.8 million versus 4.9 million. Market cap is about 34 million. Let's have a look at where the share price is today. They are up 4.5%, 250. So we are. It's quite a few of the markets of the day. So let's go on now to Sanderson's Design. They are the luxury interior design and furnishing group. They announced a trading update for 6 months ended 31st of July 2024. The company's trading update on the 27th of June stating that owing to deterioration in trading conditions in the UK, brand product sales in May and June had impacted group turnover in the current financial year. Since then, trading has showed some signs of improvement in July. So that's quite encouraging. Group sales in the 6 month period of 50.5 million were down 11% on a reported currency compared to the same period last year, and down 10% on constant currency. The group's balance sheet remains strong with net cash of approximately 9.6 million as at 31st of July. It was 15.9 million H1 full year 2024. This is due with paying off pension liability and investing stuff. But in the outlook, they say, I do like this company, and I think it could be a good recovery play, you know, when interest rates come down, people start spending on houses and doing up their houses and stuff, and basically the mortgage market, the property market picks up, it lifts everything, like I said, but and this company should benefit materially. Hey, materially. They say in the outlook, in the trading update on the 27th of June, the company stated that it's accelerating its programme of strategic initiatives to address trading conditions in the UK and position the group for growth. Good progress has already been made in identifying strategic changes, achieving annualised savings of approximately £600,000, of which £300,000 will be delivered in the current financial year. So market cap, £57 million. They've got forecasts in the market for revenue this year of 104.5 million, adjusted profit before tax of 8 million. Target price on them from the broker is 120. And currently, where are they? They are 83 pence. They're up 1.46% today. And finally, Trufin announced that a subsidiary, PlayStack, of course, TRU is ticker, PlayStack, a leading UK games publisher, has achieved a new milestone for its breakthrough hit, Balatro, with 2 million unit sales recorded worldwide. That is good. Continuing its momentum as PlayStack's fastest-selling game to date, the news comes less than 6 months since Balatro's launch in February, when the poker-inspired game reached 1 million sales in its first month. PlayStack's commercial results have gone from strength to strength in 2024, with a survival crafting game, Abiotic Factor, releasing in May, selling 600,000 units to date and earning an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam. They now have a market cap at Trufin. Of course, the target was, Lloyd's was their big client, of course, and they've decided to stop their contract with Stargo, which has knocked the share price massively. Anyway, market cap now, 50 million. Forecast revenue for Trufin is for this year's 38 million. A loss before tax is 2.5, but the target price is £1.1 from the broker. So where are we, Trufin? It's up to 48.6 pence. It's up 2% a day. That's it for macro micro news. By all means, if you want to receive my weekly email tips newsletter, then visit sharepickers.com/tips. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.